Hey, it's me, Tom, one of the hosts of this show. You're familiar with me. Here's our tag at the top. We've been saying that the podcast Saturday will start at 8, and I realized that on the website at the Ice House, it says 7:30. So that's the official start time. The show will not start at 7:30. But it might start before 8. So I just wanted to make sure, if you're joining us on Laughster or if you're going to the show, that you know that it's actually going to be probably somewhere between 7:30 and 8 that the show starts. I really want people who are joining the Laughster thing to know that, so that you don't join us too late. All right, that is all. We hope you enjoy this episode of Your Own Mother's... Is that how you say it? No, your mom's house. Thank you. We love you. Bye bye.
Busting my chops.
Take two.
We bust my chops about putting down cups. Oh, this is sexual. I take my panties off, put them in your face. I wear a sports bra all day. I wear my exercise clothes like they're normal clothes. Because I'm lazy. Yoga pants all day.
Yo, big time shit. Listen up.
Stoops.
We have the live podcast Saturday. Saturday, January 25th. We're at the Ice House in Stage 2, the little room there. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be such a fun show.
Is it going to be a blast?
A blast all over your face.
Will there be an empty jar guarantee?
An empty jar guarantee. But the best part, of course, is that we also get to stream it live to you for free.
Yeah, man.
So join us. If you're not out on a Saturday night, you can watch the show live for free. It's laughster.com. That's LAFFSTER.com/YMH. The show will start right about 8 p.m. Pacific time. So please join us. It'll be a lot of fun. You can interact with us on the show. You can...
Here's what you can do. Here's what you guys can do. You can donate as you watch. The show's free.
If you want to.
You don't have to do that. You can, for $20, you get a shout out on the next episode of our show. For $40, you can get a shout out, a signed poster, and a pre-release of my new CD that's coming out pretty soon. And then $100, we will call you on the air, and plus to get the shout out, a signed poster, and a CD, my new CD. And then for $200, we will call anybody you want to surprise them. Plus, you get your shout out, your signpost, or a new CD. But it's even better because if you want to break up with somebody, we'll do it for you. If you want to prank call somebody, we'll do that for you.
I like the prank idea.
If you want to propose to somebody, we'll do that. If you want to take a shit on the phone, Tom will do that for you. Would you take a shit for somebody?
Sure. I'll do that.
The one that you just took before we started the show was pretty loud.
It was an emergency.
We were on a business call and Tom was like, oh, come on, like a little anxious.
Yes.
And then you ran to the toilet. I didn't have no idea.
Had to go.
I didn't pick up on my toddler's cues like I normally do.
Now, buddy, I had to go.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's this Saturday, the 25th. Please, if you can't make it, please try to watch the show live on Laughster. So that's that. Laughster.com. Thank you very much. Next week, where are you going? You going out of town?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to Kansas City, guys. January 29th through February 1st, Kansas City Improv, Kansas, Missouri. Then February 13th through 16th with my honey pie, Tomasito Segura. We're both doing Chicago Improv for Valentine's Day.
The week before, though, the 6th through the 8th, I'm in Portland. At Helium, so please get your tickets, Portland. Let's fucking do this, bruh.
And then February 20th through 23rd, I'm in Orlando at the Orlando Improv.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
buddy.
That bled into someone
that
else.
Just flew right in there. That
and then
was so weird.
San Jose, February 27th through March 2nd. Come out. If you're going to come to the show, please come on Saturday, either early or late, preferably early, because I will be taping that set. It's a special. There'll be cameras and stuff. It'll be very fancy.
Ooh.
Oh. And follow us at Christina P, at Tom Segura on Twitter, because we give all kinds of special things on Twitter.
Well, you're...
We may make photos and such. Secret things happen.
Yeah, secret things happen.
I tweet out Tom's farts and Tom's burps.
You didn't make the big announcement, though. Your brain's not...
stupid.
Guys.
I told you to do that.
We're going to do the podcast live in New York.
What? Yeah.
March 13th, we will be at the Bell House in Brooklyn.
What?
And then the 14th, we'll do stand-up at the Knitting Factory.
What?
So that's two nights in Brooklyn. One is the podcast. One is stand-ups with a microphone. So please come out if you're in the greater... Everyone's always asked us to come to New York, and we're coming to Brooklyn to do our thing.
We're doing it. Williamsburg, yes. That's where the Knitting Factory is. Very hip, very cool.
Mm.
Can you believe it?
I'm excited. I mean, very excited. Doing the podcast there and stand-up, it's cool, man.
That is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, dog. So, we're excited to make that announcement. Now, listen up, Dirty Jeans. This episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Stamps.com. If you haven't heard yet, postage rates are changing again. You know what that means? The post office will be even more crowded than usual. Mm-hmm. That's why we use Stamps.com. We can buy and print official U.S. postage right from our desk using our own computer and own printer. Stamps.com always updates the postage rates for
Pootie
you
rate.
Automatically. And unlike those postage meter companies, Stamps.com never charges a fee to do it. That's nice.
It is.
So with Stamps.com, you'll always get the exact postage you need for any letter or package the instant you need it. You never have to go to the post office again. Sounds good to me.
It sounds great to me. I never go to the post office anymore since we've been using stamps.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about 2 or 3 years now.
Yep.
That I've been like, adios, el posto office.
Sometimes I go there to show off to the people in line.
Oh, I do too.
I'll make that concession to my day. I'll say, you know what? Instead of scheduling a pickup, I want to walk this box in and pass people in line and go, oh, hello. Hi, mommy. And I walk past them and they go, there's a line here. And then I go, oh, but I already have it all stamped.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, that's good.
I would say that's one of the best feelings in the world is to bypass that line and be like, oh, no, I already did this.
I'm good. Thanks. And then the postage worker's like, what do you got there? I go, it's already all stamped. And they go, you can leave it up here up the front. You don't have to wait in line with these guys.
It's the best.
And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to work, Carl.
Yeah.
So listen, we have a special offer, and it's just for you. And when you use our promo code MOM, that's M-O-M, you can give Stamps.com a shot. This is a no-risk trial. It's a $110 bonus offer. It has a super sweet, sleek digital scale that measures, weighs exactly what you're sending out, and calculates the exact postage. And this free trial also gets you up to $55 in free postage. So don't wait. Go to stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in MOM. That's stamps.com and enter M-O-M. It's a no-brainer, man.
Yeah, come on.
Come on, jeans.
Grow up, you guys. Just try it.
Jeans.
Hey, man, I bought these post-its for you and you haven't even opened them yet, son.
Mm.
I really feel like you're going to benefit because, dude, I see you using these stupid postcards, like you write on the note cards and you tag them up.
Mm-hmm.
It's stupid. Just use a sticky note, bro.
Okay. You I like when you bro down with me.
Come on, bro.
I like when you bro down with me.
Come on, bro. You're my ultimate bro. I got those just for, I spent $6 on Post-its. You know those are expensive, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is it so expensive to get sticky yellow
paper?
Guess
what I'm doing, though, right now.
Here, let's hear it. Use your teeth. That's what they're for. Ooh, how does that feel?
Good.
Write something and stick it on the wall. See how good that feels. Okay. Yeah, man, you don't want to use these stupid-ass cards. Index cards. What were we, 1980? Mm. You're going to love this. I have a feeling you're going to start making sticky notes for everything now. Yo, for everything, yo. All
right.
Yo,
okay.
You could stick that on. You could stick that on a poster. You could stick that on, what's his name? James Brown's face right there.
Let's see
what you going to write on there? You going to draw a dick? Oh, fart today.
Mm-hmm.
Done. You can check that one off the list. You did it.
I did. Multiple farts.
You've been pooping and farting a lot.
But before we give our sponsors exactly what they wanted, let's continue by telling our listeners this episode of Your Mom's House is also brought to you by...
You drunk?
I am drunk. brought to you by Tada. Tada.
Tada, spelled TADA.com.
Yes. This is the best.
Huge fan of this.
This is where it makes shopping online super convenient. And I've always been the person that when you get to check out, you see the box.
Mm.
It says enter code. And I just go, who has a code? That's literally what
right.
I think. Like, I think that's for employees of the company.
Right.
I've never thought that you could really access that
right.
special code.
Because you're like, that's for somebody special. That's
exactly.
for them. That's somebody
for
better
them.
Than me.
Better than me. I don't
right.
deserve a discount.
You don't deserve a discount.
I only learned of this when we basically became aware of Tada.
Well, because I've been using those coupon codes for a minute, and you do. I've Googled it in the past, just like, oh, coupon code. Like, I just bought your mom a bunch of candy for Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, in the past, I would have just Googled coupon codes, and then they're not always accurate. The problem is, you'll click on it, and it'll be like, oh, this isn't valid anymore. And so then you're wasting your time.
Right.
So this time around, because Tada is our sponsor, I went to Tada.com, TADA.com. Just search for the brand. I searched for See's Candy, which is a California company, I believe. S-E-E,
there.
Apostrophe S. And look, right here, $7.65. Flat rate shipping on orders $25 and below. So I got to use that coupon code,
mm-hmm.
and I got a flat shipping rate all the way to Florida. It was awesome.
The best part of this company is that it's not just they go, well, here's a million coupon codes, and like figure it out. It shows you when it was last used.
Yes.
So you know if this was used within the last whatever.
Right, so you're not typing it
day.
In and then feeling like a jerk because it doesn't work anymore. It works.
Exactly. So... They have Tada.com has coupon codes for basically every angle of every company you can think of. There are coupons from at least 6,400 stores on Tada. So you can find coupons for whatever it is you're into. I don't care if it's fishing gear, or clothes, shoes, pet products, automotive, candy, whatever it might be. So check out Tada now and start saving. Go to Tada.com. That's TADA.com. And go and explore, save money. You can do this right now. Tada.com. Experience the easiest way to save money on your online purchases.
Yeah, it's free. It's basically free money, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Free.
Yeah,
dog.
Look at it. Don't buy anything online without it.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
We've been saying that a lot this morning.
Yeah.
I have a feeling there's something in the show you've edited.
No.
That's got a lot of...
No, you know what I'm saying.
guys, you don't know this because you don't live with Tom, but I hear him saying it to himself a lot. Like, you'll be just in the kitchen like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just doing it to yourself.
Like, what can I say? I get inspired.
But that's how I know you're in a good place.
It is a good mood thing, yes.
When you start yelling like a black guy, I know that you're happy. Actually, you're in your bliss when you yell like a black dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I know you really have it. I ain't going out like that. You
yes.
do that one a lot in
yes.
the car.
Yes.
Or, you know.
I have different things that inspire me. We all have different forms of inspiration.
How do you know when I'm happy?
And same thing.
I don't yell black.
Because I ain't going out like that.
I pick my nose. I'm
crying, motherfucker.
There yeah, you go.
You do. You definitely
That's
pick
my
your
happy
nose.
Zone, I think.
Ugh, and then you eat them all.
I don't eat them.
You eat
I don't eat
every,
them.
You always say, I'm not done till I eat every last boogie.
Give me my reward.
That's the most ridiculous part of that clip is when she's going,
like it's so tasty.
Yeah, like, this is fresh cinnamon buns you just baked.
Come here and taste it.
Pizza?
Yes, it's pizza. All right.
And nobody likes the taste. Come on. Can
that much?
Be honest?
Where you
yeah.
don't, not just you like it, that you're going to go, Like, when do you eat something that makes you audibly respond
a
like that?
Lots of things.
Where you go like that?
Well, that Come I on. Feel it in my heart, but I don't always let it out.
Exactly. So it has to be so, so delicious where you're going to make that noise. I mean, I take a bite of some sometimes and I'm like, But where I go,
You did the other night.
What was it?
We were eating with Maria's husband, and I think we were biscuits. We were they gave
oh,
us bread.
My
and we've
God.
Been on this cockamamie diet now for
know,
our last
so
month.
We lost, yeah,
I lost 5 pounds of dump weight, but
yeah,
yeah, you did that sound. You made the, it was as good as cum. That's what you were thinking.
I should have told the server this is better than cum. Please start telling your waiters, your spouse, whomever makes you meal that this is even better than cum. Where does she make that noise?
It's so aggressive.
It's
too.
So aggressive.
Yeah, it's such bullshit. I don't believe any of the clips where they're like, oh, yeah. Tasty.
Here, it's in here. Sorry, but we got to find it.
All the cum on my face.
Come on.
Lick it off.
It's so ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. It hurts a lot. I want a lot of cum.
I want a lot.
There it is. That's so disgusting. All right.
I want all the cum, not yeah. just some of it, all of it.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to go to waste.
No, it's such a tasty treat. Thank you. So gross.
All right.
Cum
Are you ready? We haven't even opened our show yet.
Well, okay. Let's. Can we finish this discussion? I feel like we have more to say on this topic.
All right. No show open?
No, I meant after the show open. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm just saying that cum's not tasty.
You're right. We'll get into that in a moment.
Okay.
So me and my friend were walking down the street. And we were having a conversation. Do you want to know what the conversation was? I was telling my friend that I had the best orgasm of my freaking life last night. Okay?
Nice.
And somebody walked past me and said, excuse me, but you're being inappropriate and you're using too much foul language around me. So can you please stop? And I turned around and I said, okay, first of all, you know what? You can shut the fuck up. And I'm gonna cuss if I want to. And I'm gonna raise my voice if I want to. And if I wanna talk about my amazing orgasm I had last night, I'm gonna talk about it. And if I wanna talk about what color my poop was last night, I'm gonna talk about it. And you cannot tell me that I can't talk about it, okay?
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin. Christina
Pajitsin. Welcome to your mom's house.
We'll be right back.
I feel like that guy should be on our show. I feel like he understands our feelings too.
Well, I feel like he perfectly might know what that cum is delicious.
What do you mean?
All about.
I don't understand why you say that.
I don't know. I don't know.
Why would you insinuate? I think he's a white gay dude trapped in a like a black lady's body. Anything?
But he's not a black lady.
He's not a black lady. He definitely has. Like,
he's a Latin gay guy.
Right. But he has a sassitude of like.
So like, he's a black lady trapped in the other way around.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. I think because I've worked with a lot of ladies like this, like at the Girl Scouts and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll tell you, I'll talk about poo. I'm going to talk about poo. And they have really long nails and stuff.
Yeah.
But I really agree with him. He could talk about whatever he wants to talk about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
What do you think cum tastes like?
That's a good question. I really never considered it.
Does it taste like?
You could tell me what it tastes like.
No, but I want you to guess. Like, what do you think it tastes like? Have you tasted it? Like, has it ever? I imagine. I'm sure it's happened accidentally where a guy's like, you know, jerking it, and then he's all, oh, and then it goes in his mouth.
Definitely.
Does that happen a lot?
Of course, it's happened. Really? I've never had it go in my mouth. I've hit myself in the face though a few times. Because you're laying on your back and you're like, oh, yeah.
Like Bert Kreischer with your mouth open?
Yeah. And then you go, oh, and then, yeah, you hit yourself in the face. But, of course, it's gone in people's mouths. I imagine it tastes like something really delicious, like it's vanilla pudding or like a gravy that your grandma slaved over all day for turkey.
So you think it's either like sweet or savory?
Yeah, but either delicious. I know it's delicious because I've seen videos where they think it's delicious.
I think that's the problem is that it's marketed as something delicious because of today's porno industry.
Is it not? Are you going to argue that it's not delicious?
I'm saying it's false advertising. It's not really as delicious as that girl makes it out to be, at least in my opinion. I mean, yours obviously. It tastes a little Spanish. It tastes like there's Tapatio in there.
Juice.
It's good.
juice.
You like?
But lady stuffs, does it taste? I can't. It doesn't taste as strong, I don't think, right?
No. I mean, lady stuff tastes like just motor oil.
Like thick, greasy.
Yeah.
Motor
oil. Greasy.
It's good. It's good. Whatever it is, it's good. I like it.
Okay.
You've had a lot of different.
So many different spices and flavors.
In your mouth. Different?
I wonder, do you think there are lots of people that genuinely are like, I love this taste.
Yes.
I need to drink a cup of it a day.
I think, no, maybe not that, but love the taste. I think there's probably a decent number of people out there who feel that way, that love it.
Okay, yes. If you're somebody who loves the taste of man mustard, write into us.
Send us an email. send us an email at yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Who are you? Let us know about your life. I want to
hear yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us about that tasty cum, and it's a chance to win a prize.
But right now, like right now, you know how you can conceive of it? It exists. Right now, there's somebody like in Iceland or somewhere who's like, oh, I gotta have a pint of cum a day. I need to have my pint. It tastes so good. I eat Danishes and then I wash it down with cum.
It's pretty good.
Okay. Do the scoop and score. That's my favorite. So gross.
Do you have
I hate that move. It's so
do
demeaning.
Different guys taste differently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty standard baseline what that stuff tastes like. There's a baseline taste, and then some people
so it's delicious, and then it's how delicious is what you're saying?
It's deliciously magic, wonderful, tasty, and then who's sweeter, who's tastier. Mm-hmm. And then it's like levels of pungent and levels of like just disgusting, in my opinion.
People's sexual kinks are cover such a wide spectrum, and there's so many things that to the person that doesn't have it, you go like, huh? That's like, you know, just different.
Yeah.
That has to be. So many people have probably experienced loads in their mouth at an early age, and that became their, you know.
Their proclivity?
Yes.
Well, I was just thinking, I wonder what James Brown cum tastes like, because he's right behind you.
Oh, right. Yeah. I could tell you.
Chocolatey?
It's delicious. It's
really I was good. Wondering, too, do you think that I could identify your cum, like if they gave
I want to talk a little bit about the white tigress practices. I practiced as a white tigress for about a year. In the oral sex tradition, there's a lot of things, like, for example, we have a technique where you're really sucking deeply the penis, and you're almost, like, gagging on it. And when I first heard about this technique and then saw it, I was like, oh, my goodness. And it was this... Like the instant thing that came up in me was that it's degrading to women, or the technique where you're holding the back of the head and the man is holding her head and circling his hips and grinding his penis into her mouth. How enjoyable it is to have his penis inside of your mouth, deep in your throat. How enjoyable it is, especially around the one of the practices is to actually have semen on your face and you're meditating and you're drawing in, you're visualizing white light and you're drawing in his essence through his semen. We know that this is also beneficial. Semen has lots of wonderful proteins and minerals and things in it that are great for your skin. So by meditating on it, drawing it in, massaging it under your skin and just letting it dry on your skin. It's a skin tightener. I mean, there's all kinds of really great stuff to it.
Yep.
And that practice I have found to be very beneficial to me.
Also makes your hairs stick to your body, which is nice. Your pubic hairs.
We haven't had the white tigress on in a while.
No, I would like
it's
her.
It's an oldie but goodie.
But I was before. Do you think I could identify you just on the taste of your semen? Like if we got a bunch of different guys in here and then blindfolded me and then everybody came in like a separate jar and then I was like...
Do I think?
That's not it. I'm too salty.
You just pitched a great segment. Let's do it. We don't have to do we think. Let's just go get 15 random guys we see walking around and have them come in here and drop their load in a cup.
That's a great idea.
Then you sample each one. You go, this one's Tom.
That's a really smart idea, Tommy.
Yep. Well, it was your idea. I'm just, you know, you just didn't.
But I didn't put the connection together like, oh, this
you can do it,
segment.
And I wonder if when you're doing it, like you're drinking all that semen, you're gonna go like,
what's going on here?
And no, which is which?
God damn it! God damn it!
So, that guy, unlike. Many people might believe the guy that we play in the opening clip is not gay.
What?
No, he's super gay. He's the gayest person ever. Here he is. Here's more of him. He really...
Okay, so I had to clear something up really quick. So...
Okay. That's a male human.
First of all, it sounds like it's really important. Like, is he going to clear up what's going on in Syria for us?
Yes. This is it. He's a reporter.
I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm going to do a little update on like what's happening with me getting sued, and let me clear a couple things up.
Okay. Oh, boy.
So, all of you guys think I'm a whore and a slut. I got a bunch of comments on my other video about me going to jail. Okay. You guys think I'm a slut and I'm a whore. And you're right, I am a slut and I am a whore. Yeah. Okay. Just clearing that up. Unlike my herpes, I'm gonna clear that up. So yeah, so that's that. But the point is, okay, so let me do a little update for you guys. So
is this a performance when someone talks like this?
Or yeah.
Is this a real...
Yeah.
Does anyone really speak like this?
It's a deliberate affectation.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, it's
like
always,
he can tone this down.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of the thing in, you know, gay culture. I remember when I lived in San Francisco and I was asking people about that. Like, why is it that when you become like you accept yourself as a fully gay man, you have to talk like this and do the badge? And it's cultural. It's like why, you know, black dudes talk like black dudes and gay dudes. That's the tribe they belong to.
Yeah.
It's a tribal identifier.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's the way us Californians say bro and dude. And
yeah.
It's just a tribe.
Because it just seems like, it seems like heightened, you know.
Yes. And he's also young. And yes. I think so this is like his way of being like, I'm totally gay and I'm okay with it.
Right.
He marks it. Yeah.
I'm not going to jail anymore. I know I'm so upset. I wanted to go to jail. And I can't go to jail anymore. Fuck.
I wouldn't want the judge to see that one.
I know. I really wanted to wear the cool jumpsuits and get raped in prison, but now I can't do that. I'm so pissed. So now I'm going to have to get raped.
I want to get raped.
I don't know about that.
Raped in the street like everybody else. I'm so pissed. Okay, whatever. So, Alex said that my dad wanted an apology from me, and then he'll drop the charges. So I said, okay, fine, I'll apologize. Like, I'll ever apologize, but whatever. So I went to his house, and his dad's a closeted homosexual. Kind of like me and closeted, but, like, I don't really tell people that I'm gay, because I don't really consider myself gay. I consider myself a faggot, but whatever. Anyway,
He just took it up.
Yeah, he took it to a whole other level.
He identifies, that's fine, you know, he's a young kid.
Yeah.
He's got to prove it.
Anyway, a fat faggot, apparently. To all you haters out there in the comments, I'm a fat faggot. Like, I don't really fucking know that. Like, whatever, girl. Anyway, so his dad and we were talking about, like, okay, about, like, dropping the charges. And I say, can you drop the charges? And he dropped his pants. And I'm like, oh.
He sounds a lot like your sister.
It's so
oh my god, you know what I would want?
Oh my god, seriously.
What?
A conversation between Maria and this guy. Wouldn't that be the most amazing thing you've ever heard?
That's pretty fantastic.
About Starbucks and cum and everything.
Oh god.
Do you think Maria, how does Maria feel about cum?
I bet you she has an opinion. And I got you gotta get out of here. It's so disgusting. And then but, you know, whatever. I think she whatever's it.
Whatever. I mean, it's like, whatever. You have to do it because, like, I make sure.
Guys, they want to spray it all over your fucking face. All my, oh.
Oh, my God. I'm not going to suck your dick. And then I did. And then I told him I'm not going to swallow his cum. And then I did.
Oh,
but anyway.
We didn't even know this was on here.
No, I didn't hear that far.
That isn't really relevant to this discussion.
What is relevant to this discussion?
So I fucked his dad. And I know, right? I'm such a bitch. Whatever. I don't really care. But, like, me and Alex are together now. Random, right? Like, when I, like, fucked his car up, like, that brought us together. Like, all the dishonesty and the vandalism brought us together. Like, two dysfunctional hearts conjoining into one big heart. You know, like a fat ass that has a huge heart that needs to, like, pump it? Like mine. So, anyway, by the way, his dad has...
This guy is wearing me out. I don't know what's going on.
Do you think that the drugs are involved?
Yes, drugs are definitely involved. Yes. Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened to me yesterday. I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. And I was like, give me all the cum. No. For some reason, when I said ear, nose, and throat, I was like, it sounds very cummy.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Yeah, so I went to the doctor because my ear's been stuffy, my right ear.
Mm-hmm.
And she prescribed pseudoephedrine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great because she was like, so this is the active component in crystal meth. And I was like, oh yeah, I know. I just finished watching Breaking Bad. I know all about the cook.
Mm-hmm.
So I took it yesterday. God damn, dude.
Fires you up.
I was in a panic. Like, I don't know why people enjoy uppers. Like, I've always been strictly a downers.
You did have the conversation that you were fired up about. You had it with me for like an hour. And you kept repeating the same shit.
Yeah, I was panicked.
Yeah.
Because what it
was like, I know. And you're like, yeah, I mean, like, that's fucking good, right? And I was like, yep. And then you kept saying it. And I was like,
I was I was out of my mind.
Yeah.
I can't take it. I don't care if my ear is stuffy forever. I can't take that stuff every day. Anyways, what was the point of my story? I don't even remember. I'm so tired because I got so spun out yesterday.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I could crash. Oh, yeah. Because yesterday I had a traumatic conversation for me. It was traumatic a little bit. So it just made it spiral even more being high on that fucking speed pill.
Yeah.
That shit's evil, dude. I don't know why people like crystal meth. It
dries you out too, right? Like,
I was thirsty all day. Yeah, yeah. I couldn't eat. It was like there was no filter between my brain and my mouth, which there already isn't, but it was even worse.
Yeah.
I was like panicked and sweaty and stuff. Didn't that our old, driver Henry, that's what he used to take, right? Was meth?
No, he liked crack.
Oh.
He did it all, but crack was his favorite. Weed was his weed was what he did like just to get through the day.
Sure.
So he was like you know, smoke weed all day every day.
Which I understand. Yeah. That's like minimal. It's nothing. Yeah.
But crack was what he that's what he treated himself to every once in a while.
It's a treat. It's crack. Right,
crack.
Yo, I never liked uppers. I can't. I couldn't. Could you imagine smoking rocks? And remember what he said? He was like, oh, yeah. Was it? Did he tell it to me? Yeah, yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, I get high. And then I like to look through the peephole.
No, he told me that.
Oh, he told you that?
Yeah, of course.
Why do I think he told me to?
Because you've heard me say it in my act 100
oh,
times.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So he looks for the peephole and he likes to freak out.
That was what he said to me when I go, what's it like? He's like, I look out that peephole and you watch the people walk around. And he goes, and you just freak the fuck out about what's going to happen next. Like, what is that? And that was his like, how cool is that moment was like, pretty cool, huh? I was like, but he also said, he's like, I mean, I love everything. He goes, I love coke. I love heroin. Like, you used to do heroin? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, that's, he's like, it's just a different ride. What kind of ride do you feel like being on? But he said, crack is like the woo, like the fucking the good time.
It sounds like a lot yeah. of fun.
And he has, don't forget, he's got all white hair.
Yeah.
Then he told me, we lived in the El Salvadorian neighborhood. This happened, he was yes sir, no sir to me. Until I told him I was a comedian. Like, as soon as I told him I was a comedian, he was like, you're a comedian? Mm. And then he was like, you want to smoke a bowl? Like, that was right away.
That breaks down every social barrier. Yep.
And then he goes, what was the other thing? He goes, oh, I like this neighborhood. And I was like, you like this neighborhood? He's like, well, I like these little brown ones walking around. And I was like, what? He's like, oh, these little brown ones. Oh, look at her right there. Girls that were like 16, 17, he was like, I love those brown girls. He was an old white guy.
Dirty old guy.
Yeah.
Well, he used to, when he drove me through our neighborhood to the airport.
Like those little brown ones.
He'd be like, I used to buy over there. I used to buy over there.
That's right.
And he would walk us through our neighborhood and give us a tour of where to buy drugs in our own neighborhood. So that was a nice little bonus. Like an extra, like tidbits, you
know? Normally you have to pay more for shit like that.
Normally you have to take the crack tour, but when you hired Henry, he would just let you know.
Yep.
I can't imagine anything. Like, remember when you were in college or high school and you took drugs and at least for me, it was the excitement of taking drugs. And then the minute they hit my system, I would immediately go, why the fuck did I just take drugs?
Of course.
Because now I'm stressed out. Like, it freaks you out. Like, I remember coming down off of acid and just that strychnine and it lasts for hours and you feel like shit. And that panic.
Remember the comic that did crack that we had?
Yes.
We've both done weekends with him.
Yeah, he's great.
In Louisville.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's straight?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know, but I know you get crack after you say that.
The cracker later. Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a guy. I did an interview with him somewhere back in our vaults, you guys.
Yeah.
This is back at the old house. I remember it was a week after we went to Louisville. Oh, that guy was awesome.
Remember this crazy Your Mom's House fan?
Huh? What's up?
I'm Mom now.
It's at Mom's House.
He's a huge fan of our show.
I didn't realize my mom's house. He's just trying to say that he's a fan.
Where are you going?
What's up?
My mom now.
Mom's house.
My mom's house.
My mom's. He forgot to say your. He's saying my mom's house.
He can't look. He can't remember stuff all
my
the time.
Mom's house.
My mom's house.
You know? Say it.
What's up?
My mom now.
That's so stupid. That's so childish.
Uh-huh. You a big fan?
Oh, my mom.
Bop, bop, bop. Bop, 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 blouse.
Is there like a speech impediment added onto that, do you think? I don't know if it's straight alcohol, because he kind of had that worker.
How fucked up is he to talk like that, though?
You got to do a lot more than just alcohol, right?
You think so?
Yeah.
You think this is like 3 or 4 beers in? How much is he? How much are you into talk like that?
It's
bop,
just,
bop, bop, bop.
It's just 1.5 wine coolers, some Bartles and James.
Mamba.
Chardonnay.
Mamba.
What's
my
that?
Mamba.
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 I can't hear you.
Mamba.
Mamba.
Mamba. That's
bad. Okay, have you got any ID?
Okay, you got any?
Okay, huh? good. Have you get a license, maybe an identification card? Whose van's this? Yours?
Okay, let me see your click on the microphone at the top of the homepage.
Hulu Plus is the best service.
And support the sponsors.
Watch the Cosby Show.
And ta-da.
Ta-da.
Discount code.
Okay.
He said Peppermint Patty.
I like Peppermint Patty from Peanuts. Snoopy and the gang.
My mom's house.
Peanut brittle.
I was just a diehard fan. That's what I love about this guy. About? I can't stay away from him.
Fill her up and steal her shot.
Steal her shot. Steal her shot.
We're going to play that at the Ice House, yeah? We haven't done that game in a minute.
Fill her up, steal her shot? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll
Did
do
we
it.
Do that with Jules?
No.
I think we wanted to do that, and we did a Would You Rather with her Christmas morning.
Yeah.
The old school one, which surprised me. Her answer really surprised me.
We're always trying to expand our...
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? On the show.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So we get different versions of You Know What I'm Saying. From you guys.
Man, I'm... You know what I'm saying?
And you guys have sent in a lot. I mean, there's so many good ones.
I mean, it didn't get away, you know what I'm saying? They made a...
So, in keeping with the tradition...
Oh, God.
We add a new chapter of You Know What I'm Saying.
Hey, like I say, it's like this, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man... Not ashamed to say what I do, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, yeah, I gun. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I gun.
Gunning is, in this place, it's a prison term for masturbating.
Oh, why is he embarrassed about that? I thought that they used to do that out in the open.
They get in trouble at this prison. This prison has a zero gunning tolerance policy. So
it's a bummer.
If you go and gun, you know what I'm saying, you are going to get in trouble.
What's the point of being in prison if you can't gun?
That's what I'm saying.
Wake up that morning, that urge, you feeling that urge, you know what I'm saying? You see a female, you know what I'm saying? You masturbate. You get off, you know what I'm saying? That's your choice of sex. To me, that's safe sex. I'm being straight up with you. I have nothing to hide.
I like his honesty.
Always appreciate that.
Yeah.
I get, but is it taboo? He makes it sound like it's something else. I didn't think it was a taboo in prison.
I think in this particular prison, like I said, this is a more zero tolerance type.
It's a Christian prison.
This is like a...
Put your dick between your legs.
We're not taking that shit here. They don't like it. They punish the people that go ahead and do that, which I feel like you're right. I mean, you're already in prison.
Yeah. There's very few joys at that point in your life.
Yeah.
Why not let them gun all day? Who cares?
Yeah.
Why do you care?
I give him the grease. And I tell him to put some on his finger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Stick it in his ass and you know what I'm saying, kind of like fuck himself to loosen himself up, because I know he had never been penetrated before. It was his first time.
Oh, God. What a nightmare. It sounds like hell on earth.
Yeah, this prison.
What would you rather do?
Okay.
Live in the prison with that guy? You're in prison and you're with the guy who's like, lube up your own ass with your finger.
Okay.
Or you got to do the Henry regimen where you smoke crack all day, every day, and just look through that peephole panicked.
Wow.
Those are your life options.
Jesus, that's so bad.
You got to do it for like a month. How
that's
about a
so
month?
Bad and so brutal that I almost feel like saying... between the two, man. Mm. So your cellmate makes you lube yourself up before he rapes you. That's option number one for a month.
Right, you're in prison for a month.
And you can fight off the rape, but you're taking your chances, right? Like you might get killed.
You can try to fight him off, but right. Does he sound like somebody who takes no for an answer?
He seems reasonable.
Is he logical?
And then option number two is smoke crack. All day, every day?
That's your life, and all you do is look through that peephole, panicked, waiting for whatever to happen. Mass delusional.
You really have found two of my least favorite things. Like, this is a good one. Being raped.
Right.
And I don't like having anxiety. Like, I struggle with it.
I basically Henry'd out yesterday on just two little pills of Sudafrin, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Sudafedrin, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
I lost my shit yesterday. So.
Well, see, taking the chance of fighting this guy.
What does he look like? Have you seen him?
Yeah, I've seen him. He's smaller than me, but he's also been in prison raping guys for a long time. So I imagine he's got some skills.
Really?
Yeah. You think so, and in this scenario, the longer it plays out, his buddy joins him, so it's actually two on one. I like it.
But you're a big guy.
Yeah.
You're an intimidating fella.
I don't think they're going to go for me, but if they did, it's like, what am I doing?
No, he's going for you. That's part of the plan. That's okay. Part of the fun
so
of
that's
this.
What I'm saying. Can I handle this guy?
Right.
Or do I feel like just freaking out on crack for a month? A month.
Alone, too. You don't have friends. Like, it's just you and the rocks and your people.
Is there any water or anything like that just to stay alive?
Yeah, you can drink water and you can eat when you come down, if you come down.
If you come down, but you have to finish those rocks every day.
I got a certain amount of rock, like a pile of rocks that you have to smoke every day.
How many rocks do you have to smoke every day?
Well, I think one rock lasts about 5 minutes. So I got to plan out. Okay, you got like a 10-hour work day, okay?
Of crack.
So I'm going to give you 10 hours worth of crack cocaine.
That's
a
lot.
You got to smoke all those rocks. But you can sleep at night. You get your nights off.
There's no recovering from this month. You know that, right? There's no like going back to normal after this month.
When you come out of this month, you're going to be...
How much did you smoke? Well, I would smoke like 60 rocks a day for like a month.
You're going to be like, my mom's house at the end of this.
My mama and them stamps.com.
You're going to be that guy by the end of the month.
Wow, these are horrible.
You take your chances on butt rape. You may not get raped. The likelihood is high, yes. It's possible. It's even probable that you will get raped, but you might not.
Yeah. How long? And I'm a month in prison with this guy?
You're a cellmate with that guy.
For a month.
Mm-hmm.
And every day he's going to be like, grease it up. And I'm going to take my chances.
Yeah, you're going to have to fight him. You're going to have to find a way to not get raped.
I'm going to go for the fighting every day.
Okay.
Over the crack.
Those are really...
I'm going to take my chances. I feel like I can... I'm at least going to do enough damage to him. Like, he might win.
Right,
but
right.
He's not going to... It's not going to be... I'm not going to resign to, like, rape me now.
Right. You're going to fight every day.
Right.
You're not going to sleep for a month. You're going to be extremely tired and anxious anyways.
I'm going to go for it.
Okay.
I'm going to see... I've been taking my kickboxing class. And I know I have a unsavory butthole, so maybe he won't like the way it looks.
And smells. It's definitely not a... Once he sees the dumps you're capable of,
yeah.
I have a feeling you won't get raped.
I don't know. This guy, like I said, he seems like he's not the coolest guy to talk to and hang out with.
It's an old penitentiary trick that I learned from some old convicts. If he screamed rape, you know what I'm saying? He had grease on his fingernail. So he greased his own self up. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to basically lie and tell him I've been fucking him. He's been my boy. Hell, they going to buy it. You know what I'm saying?
This is definitely a different prison than the one where you get in trouble for jerking off is. Because he's like, that's my boy. I've been fucking him. And they're like, all right. Yeah, that's true.
Well, that makes sense. That's your boy. And you've been fucking him. So yeah. We're going to let you keep doing that.
You can do that.
But in the no jerking prison.
Here.
Where's
Bell
that?
Has accumulated more than 20 disciplinary reports for obscene or profane acts.
We take the charge, the obscene or profane act charge, very seriously. You know, it's kind of sometimes referred to as
gunning. Hope you get put in there.
We keep a database of our gunners, and we actually use door magnets. Anytime a female enters the wing, a magnet is placed over their door. If they cannot see out of the cell, you cannot see in the cell. I mean, they can't gun what they can't see.
While Bell has been a problem inside prison, it was a three-day reign of terror that brought him here. He was convicted of 21 separate charges.
Oh, so he's kind of not the best guy, though.
What do you mean? All the guys in prison are honest and innocent.
I didn't do it. You know what I'm saying?
I think I would have to take a month of crack because I would be somebody's rag doll. You know what I mean? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really.
No, but I think in this scenario, you're not getting this guy. You're getting an equivalent.
Oh, like a, you know what I mean? Will he be my size? But a guy is going to always.
No, it's not. I'm saying it's an equivalent female.
Oh, okay.
For you.
Oh, shit. Some bitch.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's a fucking woman. I'll take that bitch down to Chinatown. Yeah, I'll fight
her. There you
go. I'll fucking fight her all day, yo.
I mean, I'm basing it on the video I've seen of this guy.
Okay.
So.
How much does she weigh?
I don't know. Let's say she's like, she's a few inches shorter than you. And like, okay. She weighs 20, 30 pounds less than you.
All right, I'll take
but
that bitch.
But she's rough. She's a rough bitch. Like,
I'll fuck her up.
Well, she's been raping people for a long time.
Oh, God. Well,
if she does, here's the thing. If she does beat you down, she straps one on and she has another one in her hand and she double penetrates you.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But you know what? I would do it, and I'd be like, "I'm proud of myself."
Yeah,
you. You have two in you. You have three in you.
And you would be
proud of myself.
Honestly,
I don't know. Okay, I think I would fight for my life in jail because I do think a month of rocks would be.
There's no recovering.
That's irreparable brain damage.
Yeah,
I think
you're not coming back from that.
Plus, I think you cultivate a pretty neat addiction after a month.
You're
of it.
So hooked.
There's no coming out of that.
No.
And honestly,
there's not.
There's Jules. And the psychosis that you would develop being alone and then tweaking hard.
Life is over.
Yeah.
You could have a month of like, you know what? I was locked up for a month. I fought someone every day for the month. I got raped three times, but like there was like 27 times where I beat the shit out of a guy. And you're like, oh, that's a pretty good story.
Right, and then you go see your therapist and you forget about it in time, you heal. But I think a crack psychosis, like remember Breaking Bad when Jesse like would get into his meth phases?
Yeah.
And he would look out the window and be like, like that's what you turn into.
Here's the truth. If you go ahead and you take the crack one for a day, then here is your this would be your new album coming out, okay?
What's up?
I'm mom now.
I can't hear you.
I'm mom. I bad my best friend now. That's about.
Yeah, that's Christina's new comedy album.
Hey guys, thanks.
Okay, have you got any ID?
I put it out for the purpose.
This is a very good album. How did you prepare for this?
I smoked. Rocks a month straight, and I panicked every day.
60 rocks a day. Bop, bop.
I panic all day, every day.
You would have a heart attack. I would have a heart attack.
Of course you would have a heart attack. Of course you would.
I don't think there's anything worse than smoking rocks all day, every day. Oh, my God, dude.
All day,
people do
every
it.
Day.
People changes, and people do it.
They sure do. They sure do.
Right now, but they're not like stockbrokers and stuff. You know, like when you smoke rocks, that's all you do.
Yeah, you get fucked up, man.
You don't really.
He drinks and he does marijuana.
Yep.
Because there's a few drugs that you can kind of live your life on. You could live your life on heroin. I mean, look at Artie Lang was a heroin addict and he did the Stern Show. Jesus. It's not a great life, but you can live on it and kind of carry a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Meth, there's some tweakers that can kind of, yeah, you can survive on meth for a while and have a semblance of a life. But rocks, I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody that's been like, yeah, I smoked rocks, but I had a day job and I kind of held it together.
Well, you can hold it together until you start craving more rocks. Like, there are people that keep it like, keep it on the, you know, like it's just a,
just a weekend thing.
No, there are, but that, mostly what happens is that you start to crave it more. That's why your life goes to shit. It starts off usually where you can, you could party with it and like fucking just get high whenever you want to on your rocks, but then you're going to crave it more and that's when shit's going to go down.
Yeah. I don't want to get there.
You can though. Why are you giving up before you get there?
I mean, I just want to smoke crack on the weekends. What's wrong with that?
That's the thing.
I just want to, I have a little glass of wine and then I smoke 72 rocks.
There you go.
When he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
Yeah.
That's enough to get people bonkers. I mean, that's what we see in the clubs every week at the comedy club. Like
weed
that's,
and whiskey.
Most people, it's weed and alcohol, and that fucks people up. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Have you seen this fucking Nancy Grace losing her mind?
Fucking.
She's such a dumb fucking idiot.
Bro, oh, she's out of her mind.
Now her thing is like that pot is horrible for you.
Uh-huh.
And somebody put together her talking to herself, where she's totally contradicting herself about it.
Cool.
She's such an, I think she's the worst, the absolute worst person.
You know why I think she's, I don't know if she's a bad person. I know that she's an annoying entertainer, the way Glenn Beck is, where you're like, all right, I know what you're doing.
Well, she's a liar. That's why she's
you're,
a bad
you're
person.
You're just being a shit mixer. You're just doing this for ratings. She doesn't really, I don't think she believes half of what she says.
Why do you think she doesn't believe what she says?
She's an intelligent attorney. She's a smart person who knows what she's doing, the way Ann Coulter does. The way Rush Limbaugh does, they're aware of what they're saying and doing.
So she went on this tear recently for pot, and then she was talking about how she's like, pot is so bad. She's like, the first case that I tried was somebody slayed their whole family. Guy was on pot.
Oh, that's great.
She tweeted yesterday, I'm angry. I don't know what this, but this, you know, she's always angry about some story.
She's always a righteous indignation over something that has nothing to do with her.
I'm angry about what the father allegedly did, but I also feel bad for him. Is he hooked on pot? She writes that. Right?
He's hooked on pot.
And then
is he hooked on pot?
Is he hooked on pot? And then she...
okay, grandma.
She hashtags it young and restless. And then she writes, both the 13-year-old and daddy smell of booze with pot in the trunk. This is a recipe for tragedy. And then I retweeted what I think is the funniest tweet I've ever read.
Okay.
Which is I read her tweet. And, you know, you can see what people tweet to her. Somebody wrote to her at Nancy Grace, maybe it was the booze, you fat pig.
I don't think I've laughed that hard at a tweet. You fat pig.
People tweet her so much hatred. It's hysterical. You don't have to do it. You can just read it. It's fucking hysterical.
It's so funny.
This is this dumb fucking broad talking back and forth.
You know, she's a hysteria shit mixer. That's all her job is, just to create ever more hysteria to the American public. Like, well, we need more of this fucking fear and anxiety in our culture.
Well, this is great. This is somebody editing together her talking to her.
The judge allows in evidence that Trayvon Martin did have marijuana in his system at the time he died. What difference, if any, does that make?
It's because I've seen too many felonies. And I don't mean pot sales or growing pot like this guy up in Connecticut.
To me, it means that he is less likely to pick a fight with someone.
I mean, people on pot shoot each other.
Isn't it true that when you smoke pot, you just want to lay on the sofa and eat?
People on pot kill families, wipe out a whole family.
The common connotation, pot, goes with lethargy, with the munchies, with wanting to eat, with being laid back, not with chasing somebody down, jumping out from behind bushes, beating them in the head till they're pulpy, and basically starting mortal combat. That's not what you typically equate with smoking a doobie.
I've got to be drinking booze, or I've got to be smoking, or I've got to be high on pot.
She's an asshole.
Some tell me.
She's a big fucking asshole.
You know what I bet? I bet Nancy Grace is familiar with smoking a doobie.
I think she's a bad person.
I think she smokes a lot of weed. I think she eats a lot of ho-hos. I think she eats her feelings.
I don't see how you respect yourself if your whole thing is just to like take the inflammatory position on and just spout out that
bullshit.
Shit.
You know what it is? It's she's like scaring housewives. That's her job.
Yeah, she's a fear. She's a fear person.
She reflects the hysteria that exists in our culture. She's just an accurate reflection of all the bullshit.
She's an asshole.
Yeah, she is an asshole. She's the ambulance chasing. You know what I mean? Like the sensational. Right.
But
bullshit.
You have no dignity. You have none.
Not in show business. No.
This is. She has no dignity. She has no respect for what she's saying. If you don't respect what you're saying, come on.
Yeah,
you're
she's
a fucking
full of it.
And to say that like she's seen people murder whole families on pot. Like, come on. You're such a fucking liar. Such a fucking liar.
I don't think that's true, Nancy.
Nancy's a bullshitter.
Yeah, she is a bullshit. It's only because what she's saying is like sensational. Yeah, she doesn't even believe anything. There's no way.
No,
they're so self.
But anyway, the point is, he proposed to me, and they pawned the ring. But that doesn't make me a shallow person, does it? It does, doesn't it? Yeah, it does.
Good people, guys. Good morals.
All we do on this show is highlight good people.
Anyway, so I pawned the ring, and I got which is kind of sweet. Every time I get fucked, I feel you guys are getting fucked with me.
Oh, my God.
I love you guys. I'm really fucking psycho, I swear. Okay.
Oh, he knows he's
so
psycho.
That's that story. Yeah. So I'm not going to jail anymore. His dad dropped the charges. He's getting a divorce. We're going to get married. His dad, his name is Carlos. Yeah, he's Hispanic. His mom's white. In jail.
Oh, I'm exhausted, too, from this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's like that Dennis Rodman thing where any attention is attention for this poor kid.
Yeah.
You know, even the negative stuff. That's the Nancy Graces in the world.
Well, this guy. How about before we leave you, we do something positive?
Positive affirmation.
Positive and fun.
Your beard is full. Your eyes are blue. Your farts are smelly. Your burps are loud.
Your burps are... you wipe up, but you also wipe down. You flush a lot.
My mom's house podcast is the best. Your dog is the cutest.
Oh, yes.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Oh my God, do you hear Theo?
Mm-hmm.
He's ripping.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And all I've got, I had to steal.
This is David Lee Roth, just vocals only.
It just sounds silly. He's a good singer.
Yeah, running with the devil.
It just sounds ridiculous when you don't hear
music.
At
least I don't need to beg or borrow. Yes, I'm living at a... face that kills.
Sounds so weird.
Oh, yeah.
Silly. Oh. Whoa.
Ow, bow, bow, bow. I'll tell you all about it. I found the simple life ain't so simple. When I jumped out on that road, I got no love, no love you'd call real. Ain't got nobody.
So interesting that when you hear vocals only, you really get to hear what someone's voice, because music really can hide a lot of flaws.
And back in the day, which is when David Lee Roth is from, you had to have talent.
You couldn't
Katy Perry your way through a song. Like, this guy's got pipes on him.
Yeah,
you
can sing.
Yeah.
Sing.
Waiting at home.
That's so ridiculous.
God
damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only going to tell you one time.
Maybe we spoke too soon.
Bow, 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 bow. Yes, I am.
But for rock.
Yeah.
He sings good for a rocker.
Yeah.
Bow, 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 bow,
bow. There's a lot of extra sound effects, though, in his, like, in that music. There's a lot of wooing. Like, there's a lot of grunting.
I guess.
All right.
I guess that's how you make a song, right? You have to layer in all the sounds and your... Your hoops and your whoops and your hollers.
Your whoops and your whooping and your pooping and your booping.
He can scream, though. It's good.
He can scream.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I just did it. What do you think?
Yeah, you're right. You did it.
Running with the devil.
We got to go, man.
All right, I got to go.
I got a mom dish.
I got some meeting to go to.
I got it. Yeah. We love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye, Jeans.
Bye, Jeans. Enjoy your weekend.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all.